Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. This is our first show. We are now addressing topics for entrepreneurs, and we hope to influence all of you out there that are entrepreneurs and you're looking for good workers. Stay tuned for our second show. But I'm going to start out by saying Happy New Year. This is our first show of the year. And our first show ever, I'm here with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. And Mr. Dukes, how you doing this year?
Doing great, Mr. Gene. Good to be here in 2022 to start off this new show for those expert and entrepreneurs that's out there. Listen to help us, and we want to help you.
Okay, so we thought of the entrepreneur show because we, from time to time, got calls from entrepreneurs asking questions that we really could not answer because we were focused on jobs. And so we got together and decided that we would form a show just for entrepreneurs so we can help you to find the right people. That's number one. Number two, get you on stage here, get you in the show or get you in an interview so you can tell us what you do and what you need. But also to get entrepreneurs to help entrepreneurs because we're in a field whereby we need help. And so I want you to help us out even. The number's right in front of you if you choose to give us a call, 727-441-3000. And we would love to hear from you. However, if you're planning on starting a business, thinking about starting a business, feel free to give us a call. You can ask us your questions. We're not experts, but we're going to play experts and try to find you the right help that you need in order to get started. And for all you've experienced ones, try to answer your questions as they pop up.
That sounds good, Mr. Gene. That sounds real good. We can help them out there, and they can help us.
Right. Okay, so we're going to take a short break. So that you can hear a little bit more about us, and we'll be right back and get the show going, and hopefully we got something for you entrepreneurs.
All the entrepreneurs.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And simply by going out to our Tantalk Radio Network, which is tantalk1340.com, you can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. And so that's why I want you to see me do the show, because I want you to know that we see you. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years. I do not want you thinking you are worthless as a more senior professional or experienced worker, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. Okay, you can't hide. You just got your hearing a clip that we play on our Employment Opportunity Hour for job seekers. But for you entrepreneurs, you owners of companies, you are the ones that must pick people like us. And so therefore, we played that little clip so you get an idea in terms of, we know you're going to look at us, and we also know you're going to choose us or not choose us, and that's what entrepreneurs do. We have to form our own companies and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, so that's the reason.
All right.
Now, I have Mr. Dukes here.
Yeah.
We have some things that I'm going to just talk about.
A few things.
Yes, a few things when it comes to entrepreneurs.
But first of all, Mr. Gene, let me encourage the entrepreneurs out there. Please call in, and we want to make this show a successful show, but we need your help. All you entrepreneurs, we want to get you on the stage, too, to help us, that we may help others out there that wants to be entrepreneurs. Thank you.
Okay, so how can we help them?
By calling in and by talking to us.
Oh, okay. Okay, just want to make sure.
Yes, sir.
Ask us questions and volunteer
to
give us.
And if we don't have the answer, we'll find the answer.
I want to hear it from you entrepreneurs out there, because you all entrepreneurs have done things differently.
Correct.
And that's what we're going to start to show off with. And I'm just going to say one of the first questions that would happen probably for all of you that are entrepreneurs or planning to be is, what got you started? Which is something I'm going to talk about. But before I talk about what got you started, I'd like to know, what did you do before you got started? Because something generated inside of you where you said, I like to start my own business.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
So
did I.
Okay, so I'm going to just ask my co-host, Mr. Dukes, here, as we get started. What is your thought of an entrepreneur? What do you think an entrepreneur is?
Entrepreneur is a person that has generated, has the idea in his mind that he wants to create his own company or his own business. He's willing to sacrifice what it takes to create their own business. And it does take a lot of sacrifice and a lot of hard work. But the payoff is very well rewarded.
Okay, so that's what you think.
If you're ready to do it.
So that's what you think an entrepreneur is.
That's what I think an entrepreneur is.
Okay, Mr. Bobby.
Oh, here we go.
Our engineer who's up and inspiring, and you may be thinking about becoming an entrepreneur one day. But Bobby, what do you think an entrepreneur is?
Oh, we'll go back to old grade school days, a risk taker.
Uh-huh.
Who has an idea, maybe not so much of a plan, but an idea, and a plan A and a plan B, where they be, and all the rest of the letters in the alphabet, and a destination, and is ready for the journey to get there.
Well, you must have studied to come up with that one, but that's
I studied years ago.
That is really great.
Grade school.
Okay, I'm going to give you my opinion of an entrepreneur. You can also go out and look in the dictionary. But an entrepreneur is someone who comes up with a thought of something that they could do that helps someone in some way. And you start to act on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing happens unless you act.
That's right.
I mean, so the entrepreneur is the one who decides to get started and go through whatever experiences that you need to go through. I'm still going through the entrepreneur experience, and because I'm still working on my thoughts. But before we get a little further, let's just take a short break so that we can hear something from our sponsor. You're here with the new show called the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with Mr. Dukes and Gene Hodge, and we'll be right back.
Don't go nowhere.
I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose. Gotta find out, don't wanna wait. Got to make sure that my life will be great. Gotta find my purpose before it's too late.
Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. And the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
Coming soon, the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Living in America.
Right.
They say you can do what you want to do, be who you want to be. I am addressing all of you entrepreneurs that decided to go do what you want to do in order to be who you want to be. And any advice you got for me and Mr. Dukes, we would love to hear it from you.
Sure would.
And we'd love to have you continue to share as other people get involved that are starting or maybe in front of you or maybe behind you, but we'd love to hear from you as well.
Yes, we do.
So, this show is about entrepreneurs, just in case for you newcomers or you people that are still there. We have another show that comes up right after this one. It's called the Employment Opportunity Hour. The purpose, because the job seekers need to have some place to go. And so, you entrepreneurs may be looking for some good workers, and our show is dedicated to people doing what they enjoy doing. You may be able to find some to work for you, depending on what it is that you want. So that's good. That will follow up right after this show. So I started out by asking, we got a caller on the line?
Yes, we have my dad, Robert, from Nostalgic Radio and Cars.
All right, put him on.
Good luck.
Hello, caller.
Hey, Gene, how you doing? Congratulations on your new show. Now, see, you are truly a radio show entrepreneur.
That's true. Wow. Good to hear from you. Tell us.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you,
same,
Mr.
same to you. I know who you are, but I don't think our audience knows. But you are an entrepreneur. That much I do know.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bobby coined it right. You know, that's the first thing you learn in your basic economics class, and that, what is an entrepreneur by definition, real short, a risk taker.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, by the way, I'm watching you on YouTube, so you can't see me, but I can see you.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
I'll see you, Mr. Dukes.
Thank you, Mr. Robert. Good to hear your voice again.
Robert, you're an entrepreneur. Very quickly, just tell us a little bit about what you do.
All right. Well, what I did many, many, many years ago when I was in high school, I liked cars, so I kind of got a car, and I bought a part, changed the part, put it on my car, then I had the part laying around. I got smart, and I sold the part. Then I bought another part, sold another part. Next thing I know, I was in the junkyard business. I was a self-employed, self-made wrecking yard guy before corporate America got in there and, you know, put the little guy out of business.
Right.
So then I still learn. See, the thing is that you learn stuff. And when you learn something, they can take anything you own away from me, but they can't take away your knowledge.
Right.
Amen.
So you take that knowledge and you do it again. And you may succeed, you may fail.
That's right.
It's like riding a bicycle. If you fall off, you get back up. And you do it again. And that's what a true entrepreneur is. An entrepreneur doesn't take no for an answer, doesn't stop, doesn't quit, gets up, kicks butt, takes names. He eats his wolf cookie, sprays on a can of kick butt, and he does it over and over and over until he succeeds. And each time he fails, he learns.
That's right.
Right.
And he don't make the mistake again. You try not to, anyway.
Amen.
So that's it in a nutshell. Then, in 2010, right about the same time you came around, I decided to make an attempt at the radio show biz.
That's right.
I had no idea 11 years ago I'd still be doing it. You're still doing it, and here we are. We're both, on one hand, you know, we have other businesses, but we're radio show entrepreneurs.
So yes.
And I let him drag me into it, Robert.
All right, well, now you're his co-host. See, now you're a co-host on a radio show, so you're like a radio show. You're guilty by association.
You're right.
As well.
But it's a good thing.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
But thank you very much for calling. Happy, happy New Year to you.
Thank you so much,
and
Robert.
Possibly we'll get you on the show later in the year.
Yeah, well, we would listen to your next show. Can I give myself a shameless plug? We're live.
Of course.
Why not? Please do.
10 and 7 on the Tan Talk Radio Network. It's called Nostalgic Radio and Cars, where you can listen to shows and interviews about the most fascinating, legendary people in music and in motorsports.
Great.
All right. Great.
Great. All right.
Take care, Gene. Have a great show. I will be listening and watching.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you're listening to another...
great entrepreneur.
Great. Mr. What you call him, Mr. Robert?
Yes.
Nostalgic?
Radio and cars.
Radio and cars.
Nostalgic,
and,
radio
you know,
and
part
cars.
Of, that's
yes.
part of my life is cars, too.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you have to tell us about that.
Yes.
That's right.
I'm an entrepreneur starting a show. I started over 10 years ago, never ever thinking that I would be in front of a camera and a microphone for 10 years plus. But I'm here, and believe me, I do make some mistakes. And I get back up, and I come in here every Thursday and try it again.
Try to do it all over again.
So I believe I'm an example for most entrepreneurs. Okay?
Yes.
I haven't stopped yet.
You know, that's, as Robert said, but that's a dream. We all have a dream. And even from high school up until now, we want to fulfill that dream. And no matter what gets in our way, we find a way to get over that stumbling block.
Some of us.
Some of us. Yeah. Some stop, some give up.
Mm-hmm.
But a true dreamer that has that true desire, he doesn't give up. He get knocked down, but he get back up and continuously to push on till he reaches his goal.
Okay, so that leads to the next question I got for you and for me, because I want to share this with the audience, but
go
I'm
going
to let you go first. But what did you do before you started your business? Give us a little quick background in terms of
my background go way back. In my high school days, I took auto shop, and I was interested in cars and parts. But in my day, we only had a small auto shop. All we had was a lawnmower engine to work on. What was good.
You, yeah.
But I had an old heat that I worked on at home. But to answer your question, from that, I joined the Air Force. And I ended up in the same career field, automotive.
Okay.
And I did that for 23 years in the Air Force. So when I come time to get out of the Air Force, I said, what am I going to do? I said, I want to do what I always desire. I want to have my own garage. That was my dream.
Mm.
And when I retired, I opened up my first garage, and I was still on active duty. I opened my garage up 2 years before I retired. And I worked my garage 4 hours a night. I get off from the Air Force and go to my part-time job, which was my job. And when I retired, I didn't have to look for no job. I was having that enjoyable job.
Okay.
So I went ahead and pushed forward to fulfill my dream. And I did that for 18 years.
Okay, good, great.
And that's way. That's how I met Gene.
That's true.
There you go.
Boy,
what a story.
What a story. So, but the thing, the whole idea is that if you got that dream, follow that dream.
Okay.
It may be, it get hard sometime. You may not even want to continue, but then you have to look and say, well, I got to go a little bit further. Because every time you think about stopping, you think about just one more step. I can finally reach my goal. And you keep making a step at a step.
My story is a little different than yours.
Okay.
I was one of those kinds of kids that barely got out of high school. I'm not going to go into my grades, but if you want to go out and check them out somewhere. But I barely got out of high school, did not want to go to school, did not want to go to college. And because I thought I knew it all, as the average teenager does, and if you don't think you know it all by now as a teenager, something's wrong, because it's important to remember what happened. But anyway, since I did not know what I wanted to do, I decided to go to a school that was offering a course in computers. However, it was a type of school that offered a variety of courses, like for automotive and electronics and all those kind of things. And at 16 or 17 years old, I thought I knew enough about all those subjects. I didn't know anything about computers, and so I decided to try the computer course. That's how I got started. And then I ended up getting a job as a computer operator shortly after that. And then I got drafted into the military, ended up working more with computers. And then I got out, and someone decided to put me in front of people. And I got really frustrated because I stuttered sometimes, and people would laugh. And I learned to laugh along with them now, so I can make you laugh even. However, but... At some point in time, someone said, Gene, you like to talk to everybody all the time, and you're out fooling around. Since you're doing all this talking, you don't have no problem. Why don't you get in front of people and start teaching what they need to know? And that's how I got started. And somewhere along the line, the thought of starting my own business came up. And it came up through a vision. So I started to look at what did I know and what did I have that I could really share with others and help others. And that's kind of like how I got started. And I'm still working on it now.
Well, I agree. We'll always work on it. I mean, even though I don't actually pull wrenches anymore in that field, I still have a lot of desire for it. I still research it out. And I was blessed that... somebody came to me and asked me would I be willing to teach high school, and that was probably one of my great aspirations. Never thought I could teach high school. Never thought I could teach. I mean, I did some in the service, in the Air Force, but teach high school, teach a bunch of knuckleheads. Are some of the greatest kids you ever want to meet during high school. And I did that for 12 years. And that increased my desires more to stay in the career field.
Now you just said something that I missed. I can't tell you the whole story, but once I did start training, I found out that somebody wanted me to teach in a college, and I ended up teaching in two or three colleges over maybe 18, 19, 20 years, teaching different types of computer courses, and I just went on and went. I just kept going from there. But it wasn't me going, it was people choosing me.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I like the thing when you say in our introduction, choosing others. We see you come, we see you going, we see all of you. And I never thought that I would be chosen or even to be asked and come and teach in a high school. Somebody threw my name around to this principal, and I was selected out of 10 other people to teach at this high school to teach automotive.
Okay.
And I did that for 12 years. I really wasn't ready to stop, but I had to stop because I had reached my tenure.
But anyway, we're just talking about how did you get started? That was the question. We're going to take a short break and hear something from our sponsor. Now I'm going to come back and hear something from our producer because he's getting started just like we did.
Yeah, sure enough. Great
Actually,
guy.
Actually, he's already started.
He's already in there.
But we'll be back. We'll be right back with the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour to help you entrepreneurs out there. And feel free to share your thoughts.
Come on, entrepreneurs. Share your thought with us.
Experiences with
us. We want to make this a great show. We want you to help us make this a great show.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. And the subject line, put employer. Again, that's opportunityhour@gmail.com.
Opportunity Hour,
and I understand we have someone that wants to ask a question of one of us.
Yep, returning guest.
Great to have returning guests.
That's good. Great. Go ahead.
All right, Mr. Duke, this is your buddy Robert again.
Yes, sir.
I got a question for you. Where did you teach small engines or engine class? What school?
I might be illegal to tell you that, but I will tell you. Robinson High School.
Locally here?
Robinson High School in Tampa.
Tampa,
okay.
Where?
Well, did you ever know a teacher, a woodshop teacher out of Clearwater by the name of Mr. Graham?
I'd never met him, but I heard the name.
Okay, well, let me go back to the entrepreneur thing.
Okay.
In 1972, when I was in high school, they started split sessions.
Hold it. I'm sorry. Just let me stop you, Robert. Yes, I knew Mr. Graham. I had to think when you asked me. He taught wood shop. Well, my shop was right next to his shop.
Yeah, in Clearwater. So at any rate, I was involved in the very first small engines class at Clearwater High School in 1972, and Graham was my wood shop teacher.
Wow. Yeah, uh-huh. That's what he taught at Robinson.
It was started by a teacher by the name of Mr. Schreiner. And
never heard of him.
Go ahead and elaborate. And what I want to say is that I learned a lot. And I remember Bobby met Mr. Graham one time when we were down in St. Pete.
Yeah.
And Mr. Graham asked me this question. And this is one for everybody. Did what you learned in school, do you still use that today? And I said, yes. The mechanical stuff that I learned in small engines, the wood shop stuff that I learned in wood shop class, to this day, I learned it. I was passionate about it back then, and it carried through to this day. So that's very
Great.
Important. So please elaborate on vocation in school, whether it's electronics, whether it's welding, whether it's shop, whether it's music. If you're passionate about it, that's where you forge that passion, and you do what you like, and then you go in the direction and get a job in that direction.
That's correct.
Great.
Mr. Robert, you're right. I was trained on a small engine in my high school. Because, let's be realistic, back in my day, we weren't offered cars to work on. We were offered small engine as training. But when I went into service and came out of the service, I still wanted to fulfill my passion. My passion was to have my own shop, as I stated before. And I learned the ins and outs of business, how to manage, and how to be able to coerce others to come and be a part of my shop. I was in business for 18 years. I only had 4 employees my whole 18 years. I only fired 1 employee out of 18 years because I tried to set them up to be successful in my shop and for themselves. And you cannot, we cannot get away from that. And a lot of the schools today, we're disbanding. Wood shop, the school that I was taught at, it was there for years. But before I retired from there, they disbanded the wood shop. I don't know why they disbanded culinary, as you say, cooking. We used to call it just cooking. Now they got a technical name for it. But to be in the technical field, we need that. We are losing that in high school. And we need that to come back. Everybody's not going to go to college. College wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. I got mine in being in the Air Force. I got my training. I learned what I did because that was my passion. I did a lot of side jobs, as you say, as growing up. And you learn all these things. And that's a great opportunity. And I won't tell nobody. Some say, well, I don't like getting my hand greasy. But, you know, when I turn that money over, it's not greasy. It looks good.
It's green.
It's green. So you're right, Robert. And Mr. Grantham, he retired before I did because he had been in the system a longer time. He came from Clearwater to Robinson High School. So
okay.
He was a great, great instructor. But you know we lost Mr. Grantham a few years ago.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. But, you know, as far as that, I can't say enough about the technical field. We need it.
Here's the other thing, too, I was going to say, is those teachers back in vocation classes, Mr. Graham, Mr. Schreiner, and we had another one because I had drafting, too.
Mm-hmm.
Those teachers formed a relationship with the students and became the student's mentor.
Sure enough.
That is very, very important. That's something you don't have in other classes.
Right.
You're working on projects together. And because you develop an interest in this, you learn something, and then you migrate into those fields. You're in that class, and you're sampling those classes, and then ultimately you find what you like, which is what you emphasize on your other show, the Opportunity Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Go follow your, like you said, your dream, and then pursue that.
That's right.
Work your way up to the point where ultimately you become that entrepreneur.
Very much so. And I'm proud to say that I have, right today, I have 3 students that works for Toyota out of high school. They was accepted and trained Toyota way. I have 2 students that work for Mercedes. They went to school under Mercedes. I have 2 students that works at, now it's not called Diesel Institute, it's called, they changed the name. Can't call the guy name that owns the company out there in Gibson, the diesel company. Ringhaven. It's not Rain Haven anymore.
The big heavy equipment.
That big heavy
Ring
equipment.
Ring Power?
Yes.
Ring Power.
Ring Power.
Ring Power, yeah.
Ring Power. I have 2 students that work there. I had one to train there, and he was shipped to Detroit to work in a big plant up there. So the technical field still exists. Even though we have the computer world, you got to be able to put them two together to advance your career. If you're really in that and dream of that and want to be a part of that, let me tell you, nothing better than that. I don't care about computers other than what they're in the cars.
All right.
Thank you, Robert.
Well, on that note, I'm going to go back to fixing my weed eater. which is something I learned in high school, which I can still do. Thank you very much. Congratulations. Great job. Keep up the good work and continue with the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Entrepreneur.
Okay, Robert, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
We need that.
Now, you've heard from the 3 of us. We got one left that we're going to choose. That's our producer, because he is very inspiring. He's on his way somewhere. And I'd like to, Bob, if you wouldn't mind, tell us a little bit about how you got started and whatever thoughts you might have gotten so far, because thoughts are the first thing that comes, and then the action comes after the thought.
So to get to this point, so there's 2 parallel worlds of me. There's the stage manager, theater side of me, and then there's the radio career. So I'll just do the radio show ones pretty short. So that started, obviously, My dad got the show, Nostalgic Radio and Cars in
Connections.
2010. Connections.
And Connections, yeah.
About, I'd say halfway into that, halfway across the decade, I was, you know, the production engineers here at WTAN started, you know, saying, hey, you seem to have an interest in this. Why don't you come sit behind the board and, you know, give it a try. And so I began learning, took a short, we didn't call it an internship what it started, but by the time I learned the stuff, then we said, oh, there's your internship. Go ahead, stick it on your resume. and then from then we were one short one day here, and we had a live remote going on at in downtown Clearwater. So I think Lola called my dad before I even woke up and said, hey, well, he's going to have to get his first day today. So I came in and, you know, and I did the board while Big Ed was down at the doing the actual remote. And that was then it started from there. And, you know, on and off by you know, keeping a good relationship here, I've been able to go to school, you know, not technically quit here, but leave, go to school, come back, you know, whenever they need the coverage and I need the, you know, the extra extra work. And it's gone. It's that is continued on to this day. And I'm here. As for the theater, I started that. My dad and my cousin got me involved in grade school, and then you know, I just started it in eighth grade basically, and then decided to my teacher, drama teacher there, had given me the title stage manager. I didn't know what it meant, so I took it, and I basically went to high school and said, do you have a stage manager there? And she said, yeah, this is my high school drama teacher said, yeah, we have this, you know, this is a real title. This is, you know, this is a very important position in putting on a production. So I continued that on. And by my junior year, I said, you know, I think I'd like to continue this on to college. And then, you know, so I started looking, and by my senior year, I found out that UCF's program was a very apprenticeship training type, you know, not a college experience, more of a old school training
hands-on type
program. So I did that program and completed it. And as I was going through it, they were putting me in, you know, festival management and things, you know, and other small types of events and music and concerts and things like that, you know, with the music department there. So I thought, you know, I can branch out and I can do, you know, I can be a production manager, I can be a stage manager, I can be a venue manager, event, you know. So that's basically where I'm at now, is being a freelance production manager, stage manager. I mean, I just call it live event services is what I consider it, you know, a freelancer.
Well, that's great.
In that area. Yep.
Great story.
Great
it's
story.
Now recorded. You can take it now and have it transcribed, and you got the beginning of your book and all that sort of stuff.
On the beginning of your resume, at the end of your resume.
You can color a cover in.
Right.
Yeah, you mentioned one.
But that's what entrepreneur is all about.
You mentioned one key word that I think all entrepreneurs must discover, and that is called building relationships.
Mm-hmm. You got to build relationships.
No way you're going to do it
alone.
That's right.
Simple as that. You must tell us what you're doing so we can decide how much we want to help you.
Absolutely.
Anyway, that's not the best thing that I'm going to say, but I think it's time that we take a short break because our time is running by here. We're not going to get done all the stuff we thought we'd get done as new entrepreneurs, but we're getting there. But you're listening to myself, Mr. Dukes.
Right here.
And my trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Coming soon, the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Well, I'm gonna definitely do this one.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why we are here, to help you find your purpose on the Entrepreneur Hour.
Look here to find that purpose.
Come on, entrepreneurs out there. Come on, give us a call. Let us hear from you. We want to talk to you.
Of us entrepreneurs, we want to hear from you, and the number's right in front of you, 727-441-3000. And since you got to find your purpose, I'm going to give you a secret. I say it on this other show as well, but it's all the things you find yourself doing when you aren't working, unless you have an enjoyable job. And so entrepreneurs start things.
That's right.
And they follow through and follow up with things. They go through experiences.
Entrepreneur, make things happen. Now, our country is built on entrepreneurs, the small business personnel, the small businessman, the small mom and pop business. Those are entrepreneurs. They put it together. That's what makes America such a great country. I've been halfway around the world. I think I've seen a lot of things. I hadn't been to a country. Even all we have in America, I hadn't seen nothing better.
And that's how you measure the strength of an economy.
That's
not
right.
By the stocks. It's by the mom and pops.
By the mom and pop store.
It's by all the doers.
All the doers, the creators.
Now, just in case you don't believe us, we have some quotes that we're not going to get to all of them, but we have some quotes that other entrepreneurs have made, and we're just going to read a couple of them and just kind of share with you the statement that was made and also who made it and any other thing that may support that statement. And I can go first unless you want to go first.
Oh, you know, I don't mind going first. You know, I have one statement. This guy here is always have been until he became president. But his statement was this: as long as you're to be a thinking, as long as you are going to be thinking, anyway, think what? Think big. And there's a book called Thinking Big. And when I read that, I thought about that.
Okay, but who wrote it?
Donald Trump.
Okay, who's
president?
Okay, who spoke it?
Donald Trump.
Okay, Donald Trump said
Donald
that.
Donald Trump said that. Okay, and he's always said that.
I got one that says, if you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, Napoleon Hill said that. Okay, if you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way. Okay, Napoleon Hill said that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another one says, choose a job that you like. And that's part of your saying that if you like it, do it. You've been doing it all the time, so why stop now? Continuously do it. Choose a job that you like, and you will never have to work a day in your life. And that was just said the other day about an individual just passed. He said, I never worked. He said, I've enjoyed everything that I did.
Look at who said it?
Mr. Madden.
Okay, now who said that?
Mr. Madden? Oh, who said this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Confucius.
Okay, Confucius said that.
But Mr. Madden said that also. He said he never worked a day in his life. Okay. He played pro football. He went to high school, finished college, went to pro. He coached. And he became a radio TV analyst, and he retired. And he says, I never worked a day in my life.
Right, it's just something to think about.
And that is something to think about. That's why we preach on the job on the other show. What we preach about on the other show is that you get that enjoyable job.
We don't preach, we talk.
We talk.
Yeah.
We talk the other show.
Yeah. Okay. I got another one here that says, success is walking from failure. Okay, success is walking from failure. It means I can't interpret what they really meant by that. But it was done by Winston Churchill. He says, success is walking from failure to failure. But the failure with no loss is no loss of enthusiasm. Okay, I probably need to read that back again. Success is waiting for success is waiting from failure. Okay, success is waiting from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. Okay, Winston Churchill said that.
Yeah, it sounded like one of his. A leader, what is a leader? You heard the term? A leader is one who knows the way, go the way, and show the way. That guy's name is John C. Maxwell. But I was told that in my first auto shop, when I went to tech school, that was the first thing my instructor told me. If you're going to be a leader, you got to know the way. If you're going to be a leader, you got to lead the way. And the line is, you must know the way. So that's why you have to put forth all the effort to do what you dream of doing. Because you got, they are looking at you. They're expecting you to know the way.
Okay, so I just want you to know these statements, this show isn't really coming from us. There are many, many others who have said that you can do it.
That's right.
And I want you to know you can, because there's no such thing as failure once you are doing it. And you are going to fall.
But what's the end result of a failure?
If you stay down, it's possible that you failed. However, if you fail and you get back up, you just go take the next step toward the next failure.
In other words, a failure helps you to get to what?
What you want.
To success.
Success
is the right word, right?
Right. Failure helps you to get to success. Once you fail on something, as you heard Robert say, you don't try to do that again. You try to stay away from that, but it helps you to reach the success because you know that don't work. So you got to go the other way.
Now, Bobby, you don't have a sheet like we do, but if you come up with any thoughts that you think will be helpful, I'm more than welcome to hear them.
It's just like when I was saying there's no GPS or any roadmap there, so you can't not have failure because nobody gave you any instructions. So
that's right.
Right.
You have to. It's totally trial and error.
Wow, I'm amazed to hear that coming from you, but that's exactly what happens as entrepreneurs. I can be the first one to say, in order for me to be sitting here, believe me, I've gone through a lot of ups and downs.
Yes, I have.
And hopefully I don't have that many more to go through. However, you hope
by now you reach halfway to success.
However, if I look back,
you're at the top of the ridge, you just need to get a little bit to get over.
If I look back, I've enjoyed most of it, and I could not have done it without going through those ups and downs.
That's right. Those ups and downs, what makes you rise to the occasion?
Yeah, we got time for. Well, actually, I think our time is up because we have a little clip that we're going to play.
We want to do that one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get it out. Hang on.
It is titled "What Do You Desire?" because we're addressing
what
entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneur, and we know you have a desire. That's why you chose to go in as an entrepreneur to do your own thing.
Those that have started.
Those that have started.
The others have thoughts and are saying, not me. Or why me, or I can't.
That's right.
But anyway, we have a clip by a person by the name of, it's titled, "What Do You Desire?" by Jim Rohn, I believe. And he's going to explain it to you.
Yes, sir. Outstanding.
What makes you itch? What sort of a situation would you like? Let's suppose, I do this often in vocational guidance of students. They come to me and say, we're getting out of college and we haven't the faintest idea what we want to do. So I always ask the question, What would you like to do if money were no object? How would you really enjoy spending your life? Well, it's so amazing. As a result of our kind of educational system, crowds of students say, well, we'd like to be painters, we'd like to be poets, we'd like to be writers, but as everybody knows, you can't earn any money that way. Or another person says, well, I'd like to live an out-of-doors life and ride horses. I say, do you want to teach in a riding school? Let's go through with it. What do you want to do? When we finally got down to something which the individual says he really wants to do, I will say to him, you do that. And forget the money. Because if you say that getting the money is the most important thing, you will spend your life completely wasting your time. You'll be doing things you don't like doing in order to go on living, that is, to go on doing things you don't like doing, which is stupid. Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way. And after all, if you do really like what you're doing, it doesn't matter what it is, you can eventually turn it, you could eventually become a master of it. It's the only way to become a master of something, to be really with it. And then you'll be able to get a good fee for whatever it is. So don't worry too much. Somebody's interested in everything. And anything you can be interested in, you'll find others in. But it's absolutely stupid to spend your time doing things you don't like in order to go on spending things you don't like, doing things you don't like, and to teach your children to follow in the same track. See, what we're doing is we're bringing up children and educating them to live the same sort of lives we're living, in order that they may justify themselves and find satisfaction in life by bringing up their children, to bring up their children to do the same thing, so it's all wretch and no vomit. It never gets there. And so, therefore, it's so important to consider this question. What do I desire?
What do you desire? If you want to become an entrepreneur, this show is here for you to ask your questions, share your questions, and ask other entrepreneurs, because we all have gone through something, and I don't think we all know it all, and so we have created this just for you to help you to grow. So, anyways, I'm going to say, Mr. Dukes, it's good to have you on my first show.
It's good to be.
Our first show.
Good to be on your first show.
I'm hoping you're going to remain my top guest here. And Mr. Bobby, thank you very much for your time and
cooperation.
Good to be
on your first show, Mr. G.
Thank you. Thank you for letting
me
share.
And think of all the entrepreneurs that you know out there, or the wannabes.
Wannabes,
there's a show just for them now.
Come on and call in next week and let us help you and help us to make this show be what it should be.
Yep, and so that's all I can pretty much say, but the number's right in front of you, 727-441-3000. Go share the word so that we begin to help the entrepreneurs, we begin to help our country recover, because
it's going
to take the new thoughts from all of you people who have thoughts. And so we just want you to know there's others out here to help you to make it happen. Nobody else has your thoughts. It is yours.
The entrepreneur world is your world. All you have to do is step into it. And once you step into it, just be ready to complete the run, because it's a long run and it's not an easy run.
Okay.
But we hear the music.
Which means our time is up.
That guy's calling us again.
I can hardly hear it, but I hear it.
Saying it's time.
It's there. There's somewhere by Frank Sinatra, but I want you to know all the things you choose to do, have doing, and enjoy doing, you literally have been doing it all your life. Go start your own business and help this country and help the world become a better place. It's Gene Hodge here at Mr. Dukes, and we're out of here for the time being. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour.
See you in the next hour. We'll be right back.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.